מאגיד ובואי כחסך, מאגיד ובואי כחסך ומנוס קבל איזה. אמונה is what? אמונה is when it's חושך. So Levana corresponds to אמונה. He says that Rosh Hashanah is the time where Kesari am Chageinu. Kesari means there's no moon. Rosh Hashanah is the time Rosh is Chochma, Rosh is Chochma. Right? Kishayv is a Chochma ve'ein ha-melocha. Rosh Hashanah is the time where the Shvach ha-maisis of a person has to go through Rosh Hashanah and say, yeah, Emunah, the Hibshah is going to a person's got to do a proper tshuva, a person's got to know vimahalt, he's got to make a serious cheshbon ha-nefesh, he's got to work with chochma. Shana is a day where a person's got to chop themselves and make a serious cheshbon ha-nefesh. So that's what b'kesev chageinu. There, the munah is after you've done your whole avoida, then you can have a munah. But the priority is the priority dafka of chochma. He says, sukkah is kula emunah. Sukkah, the shemesh, is mafriyah. The shemesh disturbs us. He says sukkah is a word of tzilasa merubim chamasa. He says you forget sukkah is beikah, you don't need the shemesh. Sukkah is the time of takav kul emuna. Chati lachesan arach avos kvotzeich lechtech achar meetz lezrua. Roshona im kippa person is got to be chacham eina veroishay. Roishay chazal tzvarm and tishleiz roshona. Person is got to go through roshona im kippa with chacham. But it comes to taka sukkah, with sukkah we mam and taka, then at that point after shvera avoida, then you can be mam and muna shlema, the Eivishu is makabal tshuva. And he says that's why chamosam rumam tzilosa is possible, not too much chakira. The ikah of sukkah is taka the ikah the tzel, and that's the ikah the tzila de memenusa that breaks or pushes away the sun and brings it in the muna. The more sun that there is, the less muna, the more chachma. The less sun there is the more muna. Haytaka says that the whole vort of Eim Chashich Gadol and Nefelas by the Brisbane Absarim is all an Indian of Tzilas Merav Chamosa. Even Klal Yisrael going out into Golus, so the going into Sukkah is a kiyum of going into Golus. Same idea as Keva Yehas. Shev Diras Ara is a kiyum of Golus. He says that's the pshat of Eim Chashich Gadol and Nefelas by the Brisbane Absarim. That's right. Eim Chashich and Nefelas means there's no sun. That's Meramez on Sukkah Tzilas Merav Chamosa. Kigay years the Racha is Gematria four times doifim. That's referring to the Eibush was telling him that the Munah mitzvah sukkah, the person goes into sukkah to imam and the Ulam Atzavim is going to go through, he has to have a Munah Shlema. And that's the vort, it's like the Kisya, it's like the Anana Kovit. Anana Kovit means that they were in the Midbar. The Midbar is the most dangerous place to be, but they're completely protected. Whole mitzvah of sukkah is the mitzvah of a person's dovet to the Rabban Shalainam, and then he's completely protected. That's the whole sukkah's Gematria Havaya Ekam. Havaya Adna. So the 91 Havaya Adna. Havaya Adna is the Yichud, is the Yichud room of the Rabban Shleim. In other words, the Ki'iru, the Bechin is Kalim. She goes into Yichud room, she feels suddenly that from now on there's a Zohar, there's a man, there's somebody who's not protecting her, somebody not taking care of her. That's the whole Vort, that's the whole Yichud of a Yichud room. The Yichud Shtibel is the Havaya Adna. Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael is Bechin is Adna. And Havaya is the Rabban Shalom, is the Chosin. And that Yichud, B'nai Tzatzchot says, that's why it was so important for the women to be there by the Simchas Beis HaShehiva. Right? Tikkun Gadol Asu. It's a Tikkun Gadol Asu. Right? There should be loudspeakers. No women are allowed in within a radius of a mile. The Dafki says, Dafki, there's an Indian that the women should be there. Because he says, that's the Yichud of Havaya Adna. The whole Sukkah is the Yichud of Havaya Adna. They're up in a nook. So you can't have it without a cable. And that's the Chana today. Erev Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah, we know it's Mechemen Doga Magog. The Pshat is Mechemen Doga Magog is going to be the most scary experience. And the Pshat is after a whole Sukkot where we feel Mamash so protected, we say the Rabban Shalom, at this point, after 6 days of being in the Sukkot, at this point is wherever you thrust us, Rabban Shalom, as we feel faket, we feel all the Middah Sadin and all the Gvura. The Gvura, Hashanah Rabbah, Habi Arizal, Hashanah Rabbah, the whole nanum of the Arba Minim is nanum to Imam Shechasodim. We go up to Das to Zer Ambin, and we bring down Chasodim to Nukva. We build the Ring Chasodim. We know Hashanah Rabbah is the Bechino of Din, right? The clapping, the Hei Hakois of the Arova is the Bechino of Din. It's connected to the Hei Oisis Mansbach. Pshat is, it's not the Din on us. It's the Din that we take all the Din and we realize that all the Din in the Rabban Shalom is going to thrust on the Omas Oilam, and that's going to be the Nitzach and Mechamez Agag Hamagai. Dovra Melech is Malchus. Malchus is Din. But the Din is Be'emes Kulei Chesed. And that's the Mayim Elyon and the Mayim Antachtoyne meeting. Shmini Atzeres. So after Hashanah Rabbah, that's when the last enemies have been destroyed. That's Mechamez Gog HaMogog. And then on Shmini Atzeres, that's the Emes Tika Yichud. after we destroy it, the Mechamez Gagamoga in Shmina Tzeres, the Yichud. The Yichud that you do at the Mayim, Nisach HaMayim, the Geshem, as we say on the thing, is the Bechin of Geshem, Mayim and the Mata, and the Bechin of Mayim and the Mala. Mayim and the Mata is to be Mala Man, that's the Gevurah. And that's Mamshech, the Chesod and the Mayim Shal HaMala. That Bechin, that's the Bechin of the greatest Chesod. Chesod and Melioinim, Chesod and Tachtoinim. So that's the hachana of Hashanah Rabbah, the Erev Hashanah Rabbah to Shmina Atzeres. At this point, we feel so protected that we're prepared to go through Bechemes Gagamogot, which is tomorrow. And that's why the Haftarah, Shabbos Chalamoy, is the Takah the Haftarah of Bechemes Gagamogot. And Hashanah Rabbah is Takah when Bechemes Gagamogot is going to take place. And it's going to be a Mardika Gvura, but it's going to be a Gvura that's going to be Nimtak into Chassadim. Shmina Atzeres is mamish the yichud atzmoy. The yichud that we've been starting to build from Rosh Hashanah until Shmina Atzeres, is that all comes together. It all comes together on Shmina Atzeres. So tonight, a person has got to feel after so much chesodim that even if there's gevura, the gevura is only coming down on the goyim, not on us. And that's the bechin of halachos Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol ha'omim. Govar gevura. Even when there's a mshocha, there's a gvura in the world, for us it's always chasle. And then we see the emes Hashem la'ilu. Shana l'man ha'nitach, l'ma yemra, l'ilana Hashem l'ani, k'il shimcha ten kovad al chasach ala mitecho, is the whole emes is where it's going to be in the vara that everything Klal Yisrael went through is oitcha ke anisoni. Anisoni loshen of affliction also. Oitcha, we're going to thank Rabbi Shalom, we're going to see that all the gvuras all going to be thrown onto the goyim. We're going to realize that it was all the hachana, how the goyim were persecuting us. The more they persecuted, they were just building up their own destruction. We're going to see that the whole Indian of Gvura was the greatest chesed. And that's going to be Nizbara and that's Goyga Mogok. So it's going to lead to the Emistik Simcha, which is the Bechina of Simcha Torah. And we see the Torah itself, the whole idea of Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is Torah itself, is the Yampin. Torah itself is the Bechina of Yitke Bovke. From the Shani, we know Mipya Gvura Shema. Torah has both connotations here. Simcha Torah, Shchag HaShavua, is Mipya Gvura Shema. There's a Gvura there as well. Simcha Torah is Simcha, that's the Ahava. Simcha, that's the Moedik Ahava. In other words, there we see that even the Chelek HaGvura is called Kulai Gvura that was called to destroy the Omos Oilam and to bring out the Higoba Aleinu Chassad, the Gabras of Chesed. So that's the Gabras. See, tomorrow, whose day is it tomorrow after the Shpizah? Tomorrow it's the day of David HaMelech. Today is Yosef, tomorrow is David. David is Malchus. We're giving David Gevura. The Svar Magdashim say. The whole Avodah of the Hakois, the whole Avodah of Shan Rabbah, which is Yom Adin, which is the Choysim, and it's a Yom Adin, here is David's day. You're giving Din to David. David will know what to do with Din to David already. That's the Bechina Melchem, is David and Goliath. Of David knew how to apply Midas Adin. David's Malchus is the Malchus of Malchus of Mashiach, which applies the Midas Adin, and that's after the destruction of the Umas Oilam, and then it's David Malchus Mashiach, and then it's the Emes Tiki Yichud. So we're giving, the more Gevura to tomorrow, the more Gevura we're giving David HaMelech. The more Gevura we're giving David HaMelech, the more he brings his Gabrus, and that's the Bechina Kigovar of its Bechina Saleinu Chassi. That's why you know that David HaMelech was Admoini, right? David HaMelech was Admoini. He had gvuras in him, but he was a king, and his gvuras destroyed the Omos Oilam, who were being menea the malchus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu for being spashed. So he was admoini because he needed din. Shaul lost his malchus because he wasn't gvuradik, right? He was merachim and achazorim. He wasn't masik the oimek adin. So the malchus admoini, he was masik the oimek adin. The more tshuva we do, the more pachat hakeiru hadin we have tomorrow, the more din we're giving the shpizin of David HaMelech. He knows so well what to do with the din, and that breaks into Maridika, that breaks into the Bechinas of Chatoya. So Maridika Zach is din, and it's coming after all the chasodim. After all the hashpahs of chasodim, then comes the din. Because then we know exactly that the whole din in the whole world is only Bechinak Yigoba Alein Chasodim. And for Hashem ask already, Kiro, they ask Akasha. How after the whole Inyan of Sukkot is all Rachamim and Ava, Racham and Chazod, except afterwards you have a Yom Adin. But the Teretz is, Avada is a Yom Adin afterwards. Because then, when we see how much they wish, it's like Mamish, like the story of Purim. Right after the whole Ava and the whole Zach of Kibla Yehudim, what do they do? That is Gabrus. What do they do with that is Gabrus? They killed all the goyim. Today they got rishus to kill another 50,000, another 10,000. I read it's an important when we've broken the gevura of Yom Noraim into Ava, so we don't get rid of, we don't waste the din. Now the din comes our way that we can apply it to destroy all our enemies, who was the Rabbi Nishlan of the enemy. That's in the Kuda. That's always the Yom HaMalchus. Same Bechinas and Shabbos. Chomizmah Shleim HaShabbos. Shabbos is also the day of David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech is Nifta on Shabbos. It's the seventh day, seventh sphere, is the seventh Malchus. And that's the day where we give David HaMelech the Koyches of Din. On one hand, it's a Gevaltige Menucha Dike day. On the other hand, it's Hinei Becha Yevedu Yizbod, the Kulpaya Leoven. Whose mizmah is that? That's David's mizmah. Yevecha Hashem, Kirevecha Yevedi Yizbodu. And then Mamash, we're getting angry. Yishom Dom Adayad. The Psalmite gets Gabra suddenly. Because on the day of Malchus Avada, we want to give David HaMelech this Gabra. And that is Gabra, it results for us in a Tzadik Atama Yifroch, in a Ke'erez Bavon and Yizke, in a Shusulim Beis Hashem, that's the Gevalti Gazach. This Gabra then gives over. And that's why every Yid in his own avoid Hashem has to take to it. So I just thought, yeah, a few days ago, this Sukkot is Chadish to me. And the Kuda that you see, the whole Achana to Chag HaSukkot, כל האחונה תחג הסוכס זה זו לחץ תיק האחונה תחג הסוכס הייתי צא זה שולחנה רוצה זה בנאו טיים צבי חויתה שיקיב את סוכס לקחת לכם ראשון אחרי שבן אבוינן right because until the sukkah comes up to this kabris this is you get the best load of an estri and a tuff and a rogus and lachas and that's this kabris and what's the whole anana covid the whole anana covid is for kids the Bnei Yisrael had an easy time anana covid did everything for them right they had a cruise control button took it, they flattened all the mountains, they washed the clothes, they ironed the clothes, they ate the mon, they mamish kill and gashri, they didn't have to earn in anything. They mamish cruised 40 years through the midbar. So it says, the tata das astra. There's no yom tov, right? It says, malas, the more yuma says, beginning of yuma, malas chagasukas kim ruba ba mitzvahis. There's more mitzvahs. There's more mitzvahs, there's more kielu ol chagasukas. And what's chagasukas commemorating? Commemorating a yom tov of life in the midbar, which was cruise control. The chlachar tata das astra. And there is the best in the Kuda. The Kuda is, it has to be in his Gabras. It always has to be in his Gabras. Because the Emes is, who's making the problems for us? The Shach is making the problems for us. He's the one who's making. So therefore, we need a Moedek is Gabras against him. Once we build up this Gabras against him, so then it's all flowing. Then it's all cruising. And it's Nisbara eventually that he was the one who made all the problems for us. And that's why it's Tafka, Gemara, and Sukkah. Yitzadikim, Boichin, when they see Yitzahara, they see the Yitzahara Zahara. What's the Oymik? The Oymik is that we see that all the difficulties that we ever had wasn't difficulties in Torah Mitzvah. Torah Mitzvah itself. El Kimis Asas Adam Yosho. In Bikshu Cheshben is Rabbim. It's Yitzahara. But Edson, the life of a Yid is about the cruise control button. How about it? Sanana Kovod. It's about the Emesik Iskasha. Somebody asked the Chazanish, right? Who learned till a matzah where he couldn't move anymore. Somebody would ask him, you know, what type of life are you leading? You're leading a life of the Tainuk? It's a cruising life? He tells you, I'm addicted to it. It's my greatest Tainuk. It's the greatest relaxation for me to use every ounce of my energy and every Aver and every Koichas HaNefesh from all the Ramach Yevorim for the Rabban Shalom. But first you need a biggest Gabras. When you build up his gabras, you kivish all the problems and all the masailim, all the sitrachim. And then taka after his gabras, you can have taka cruise. And that's the vod of Aishana Rabbah. Simchas Torah is where we see that we see we've got the Torah, we've got everything. We see we've got mamish everything. Suddenly everything seems to be, we have a simcha for the Torah. So what happened to all and what happened to everything? We killed it all yet. Who did we kill? We killed Gog and Magog on Hashanah Rabbah. He made the difficulties for us. Once he's not there anymore, Kulei simcha Torah. The Mardik of Ki Govar Abba Aleinu Chastei. The Mo'er Gvur is only to fight with the Ra. Abba the Toiv, the Chilak HaToiv. Echotisa, there's anything other than an unaccovered, washing our clothes and doing everything. And the greater person is Madrega. That's Machlaik, it's Rishman and Rashbi. Rashbi was on that Madrega. We're in the Ma'ara. We got rid of the Romans already. And first he had his Gabris. He had to run away from the Romans because he had his Gabris against the Romans. And then after that garment, he went there, and then he was mechadish, the Zohar Kodesh, and then he was mechadish, his shitta, the melach the nasis, alidei achayim. I mean, so he should live his life, the melach the nasis, alidei achayim. Hora b'shmol, har ba'oslu, v'layolu, 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 v'layolu. So that's the problem, because the person didn't have that as gabrus. The person starts off with a mer with his gabrus, so then he uses that as gabrus, the middus of din amitis, and then after that, it breaks into a moedika simcha, it breaks into a moedika tanach. That's the avoid of preparing ourselves for Shana Rabbah. So tomorrow, in the Yom HaDin, we always have to do tshuva shleima and to be boicha, and we have to realize that Yom HaDin is just going to break through to the greatest dveikas. And that's the emstik of Yichud. The Yichud of our Rabban Shlein, of our Knesset Yisrael, that takes place on Shemini Atzeres, takes place in Musaf, takes place by the Geshem, and that's the pegisha, the meeting between the Ma'am Elyon and the Ma'am Atachtayin. More in the Kazakh. It's Nizbara that even Gvura. It's Moyle Tachas Roshi, if you mean it, Chapkeni. Where did you go?